Celtic Football Club has existed across three different centuries. It has had hundreds of players, played thousands of games, and celebrated countless trophies. And yet, if this history could be distilled into a single defining image, it would be this. One man, standing alone on a Lisbon platform, holding aloft his own Holy Grail. That picture of Billy McNeil displaying the European Cup has gone down in club legend and come to symbolise not just Celtic's achievements, but also McNeil's. In all of Celtic history, Billy McNeil stands out as the club's greatest ever captain, arguably its most significant ever player. This is his story. McNeil was born in Bells Hill on the 2nd of March 1940, in the midst of the Second World War. Just like Celtic, he was the product of immigrants, with a Lithuanian mother and of Irish descent on his father's side. Most of his childhood was spent in Lanarkshire, although he lived in England for a spell. Billy's family eventually moved to Motherwell, and it was here that he began to make a footballing name for himself. He played for Our Lady's High School, and his performances earned him a move to junior side Blantyre Victoria. As he grew older, his footballing abilities were becoming widely known. He was selected to play for Scotland Schoolboys, and this brought him to Celtic's attention. Jock Stein, at this point the boys' reserve coach, ensured that McNeil came to Celtic Park, signing in 1957. Although this year saw Celtic's famous 7-1 League Cup final win over Rangers, it was not generally a happy era for the club. In fact, this would be the last trophy that Celtic would win for 8 years. When Billy made his debut in August 1958, coming in a 2-0 home win over Clyde, he would soon establish himself as an important part of the club. But the general problems evident at Celtic made him wonder if he should move elsewhere, despite being made captain in 1963. The turning point for McNeil and Celtic came in 1965. Manager Jimmy McGrory left the club, and he was replaced by Jock Stein. The impact of the new boss was immediate, and it was a story in which McNeil was a central character. In April 1965, Celtic met Dunfermline in the Scottish Cup final, only a matter of weeks after Stein's arrival. The Hoops were twice behind in the game, but goals from Bertie Auld brought them level. And then Billy McNeil rose above all others to head home a late winner, giving Celtic their first major trophy in almost a decade. The boys were now off and running, with McNeil as their clear leader. In the following season, Celtic won the league title for the first time since 1954. They also made their mark in Europe, reaching the European Cup Winners' Cup semi-finals, where they lost to Liverpool in a controversial match. The championship win in 1966 set up Celtic perfectly for what would go on to be their greatest ever season. In 1966-67, the boys famously won every trophy they entered, securing their first ever domestic treble of League, League Cup and Scottish Cup, as well as winning the Glasgow Cup as well. However, the pinnacle moment came in Portugal, creating an icon of McNeil which remains seared in the very DNA of Celtic. After a grueling 90 minutes, the Celts beat Inter Milan to claim the European Cup, and then Billy famously stood alone, holding the trophy for all to see. McNeil was renowned as Celtic's leader, and he was given the nickname of Caesar. Initially, this was because he drove the same type of car as the American star Cesar Romero. However, many of the Lisbon Lions say it eventually became a tribute to his leadership abilities, akin to a Roman emperor. His abilities also brought him into the Scotland squad. His first appearance was certainly one to forget. In 1961, the Scots lost 9-3 to England. In total, he appeared 29 times in dark blue, and played his final international game in 1972. He scored 3 times, including in an 8-0 win over Cyprus in 1969, which is Scotland's record post-war victory. There were 17 years between Billy McNeil's first and last games for Celtic. Despite the poor start he had in terms of major trophies, with not winning one for 7 years, he went on to be a hugely successful figure. In total, he had a very apt 1967 trophy record, namely, 1 European Cup, 9 league titles, 6 league cups and 7 Scottish Cups. His final moment in a green and white jersey came in May 1975. Celtic met Airdrie in the Scottish Cup final, hoping to secure more silverware for the season, having already won the Drybrough Cup and the League Cup. As ever, McNeil helped drive forward the team to victory and they claimed a 3-1 win. Having won the 90th Scottish Cup, Celtic's on-field leader was carried across the pitch by his teammates and received the acclaim of the fans. Although it was his final Celtic game, in a career where he was never once substituted, it was not his end of his time in football, or indeed at Celtic. McNeill's clear leadership skills meant that becoming a manager was almost inevitable. He initially worked on coaching at Celtic Park, but wanted more than this. Fittingly, given that his Celtic debut was against Clyde, this club also provided his first managerial appointment, starting in April 1977. However, his stint at Shawfield proved to be a very fleeting one. Such was Billy's reputation, he was wanted at a higher level, and less than 3 months after starting at Clyde, was on the move. His next destination was Pittodrie, and he started there in June 1977. His time in Aberdeen was productive. The Dons were league runners-up, finishing ahead of Celtic, and also Scottish Cup finalists. The end of this season also saw the end of Jock Steen's time at Celtic Park. As such, Billy was once more on the move, coming back to Glasgow to take on the top job. There could scarcely have been a more dramatic conclusion to his first season as Celtic boss. In 1979, Celtic played Rangers on the final game of the season, needing a win to claim the title. Despite falling behind and having a man sent off, there were huge celebrations as 10 men won the league. Billy McNeill, so successful as a Celtic player, was now off and running as manager too. As well as the 1979 league title, McNeill the manager led the boys to more championship success in 1981 and 1982. They also claimed the 1980 Scottish Cup in an infamous win over Rangers, which concluded with a major riot at Hampden. Furthermore, in 1980, Celtic enjoyed a famous 2-0 win over Real Madrid, although ultimately still lost on aggregate. Despite this success, all was not well with Billy's relationship with the Celtic board. He believed they were not giving him enough backing to succeed, especially with a goal of making Celtic a European powerhouse. In particular, he was furious when Charlie Nicholas was sold to Arsenal. By the summer of 1983, McNeill's time with Celtic again ended. But like before, it wouldn't be a final farewell. This time, he went south and in June 1983 was appointed as Manchester City manager. The first Man City boss to win a major trophy was another former Celt, Tom Maley, in 1904. The Manchester side hoped that McNeill would also be successful, and he certainly was. He led the Citizens back into England's top league, winning promotion in 1985, and then kept them in the First Division. In 1986, he was again on the move. In September of that year, he quit Main Road to move to Aston Villa. This proved to be a poor decision. His Villa side finished bottom and were relegated, although so were Manchester City too, so perhaps it wouldn't have mattered either way. This ended his time in English football. By the summer of 1987, Celtic faced a major challenge. Rangers had appointed Graeme Souness as boss and were spending big sums to secure the top spot in Scotland. This season marked Celtic's centenary, and so Caesar returned to Celtic Park to try and stop this financial juggernaut. What happened next is another famous chapter in the Celts' history. Under McNeill's leadership, the boys put on amazing performances to claim not just the league, but also a Scottish Cup double, doing so 100 years after a Celtic side had first run onto the pitch. The following year, the boys followed this up with another Scottish Cup win, thanks to a Joe Miller goal that gave them victory over Rangers. But despite all of this, it was clear that Celtic were a side in decline. The club could not compete with Ibrox riches and soon began to struggle. In 1991, amidst great acrimony, Billy McNeill left Celtic. Fan opinion was divided, with some believing that his managerial style no longer suited the modern game. However, he did have one more footballing job, working for Hibs for a season in the late 1990s. Out with sport, McNeill was involved in different activities. This included owning his own pub in the Queen's Park area, and in addition, he played a role in politics, standing as a candidate for the Scottish Senior Citizens Unity Party in the 2003 Scottish Parliament elections. Whilst he would not return to Celtic Park as player or manager, there were still many connections between Billy and Celtic. In 2002, the club's fans voted him as Celtic's greatest ever captain and part of the boys' best ever team. He was appointed as a club ambassador, and in 2015, a statue of him was unveiled at Celtic Park. Fittingly, and obviously, this sees him in his most famous pose, holding aloft the European Cup in 1967. But away from the happiness of Celtic Park, Billy found that old age brought its own problems. He was diagnosed with dementia and died in April 2019. As would be expected, his funeral was a Celtic affair, with club figures and thousands of fans coming out to bid him farewell. Celtic Football Club were formed in 1887 and played their first game in 1888. In the intervening time, numerous people have pulled on a Celtic jersey. Whilst many are celebrated, a limited few stand out as true and genuine legends of the club. There's no doubt that Billy McNeil is not simply one of that group. He has a claim to be at the very top when it comes to considering the greatest ever Celts. A hugely successful player and captain, the leader who helped the club achieve their greatest day, and a victorious manager too. So, all hail Caesar, Celtic's greatest ever captain. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X or Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic walking tours. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.